work with us.
Now, 7 after the hour. We're not into yesterday, we're into today. Today, yes. Tomorrow, no. Yesterday, for sure, no. Think about today. Let's try to make today work, shall we? Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. I'm saying hello on the camera, Richie. How
hello,
do you do with both hands? My hair look a little today. I'm in the pink in my blue, as it were. So the government announced yesterday it will no longer defend the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act, referred to by some as DOMA, bans gay marriages on the federal level. How many people now, let's see, how many states? Massachusetts, there are like 3 or 4 states, right? Or are there more that have
Maryland's
gay
about to become one.
What's that, Rich?
Maryland is about to become one. Just right,
allowing gay marriages. And so when these, remember, wasn't it California? There were a whole bunch of weddings that got thrown out.
Yeah.
Because the federal government, Eric Holder, came in and said, oh, we're going to stand up for the rights of the definition of marriage between a man and a woman. Okay, so that was good for yesterday.
Well, we also overturned, the voters of California overturned it.
Yeah.
And then a judge overturned that.
And then a judge overturned that.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And so then next, it's
all the way the law works now.
It's
you can make
politics.
A law, but it won't stick around.
No, because it's politics.
Unless it does.
Unless it does.
Yeah. All right, so here's the story. The government says now that they won't defend the policy because it discriminates against same-sex couples. How is that different now than it was a week ago, a month ago, a year ago? If you're legally married, you're legally married. Now, I know this sends some people through the roof, but you know what? It's really none of your business.
Who cares?
It is none. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you will not, unless you go Bible thumping and try to find something in there. It's like trying to interpret the Koran, interpret the Bible. Everybody's got a different way
of
reading
a
bunch of words.
But if it is a Bible decision, if it is a religious decision,
right,
then that makes it a moral decision, which makes it unrecognizable by the government if we're really sticking true to form.
Yeah, it's moral. You have your set of standards and mores. Great. Stick to them. Teach your children that, all that other stuff. But also, teach your children, where's that song, Richie, when we need Crosby, Stills, Nash?
Yeah,
and
your children, well.
When you teach your children about your standards, your ethics, your morals, fine. But also teach your children to be at least understanding of others who do not have the same standards and mores that you do. After all, just because you think it's right doesn't mean somebody else has to think it's right. It isn't anywhere people say, oh, the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say. The Bible doesn't speak. There are words on a page in the Bible. Somebody reads those words and thinks, ah, that's what those words mean. It's the same as what's in a dictionary or the same that's in a poem that your eighth grade teacher tried to teach you how to interpret. It's all about the interpretation of the words and is no more easy or difficult than, again, trying to figure out what Shakespeare was saying when he wrote his words in his plays, and maybe what you say in some report that you turned in the ninth grade, the teacher had to read it and interpret what you were saying and give you a grade on it, right? What does this person mean by putting these words together on a page? It's no more or less than that. Sorry to destroy your world, those of you who think that it's all right there, because it may or may not be all right there, but the reason the world has arguments is because one word to one person means something, and we just went through it. Jennifer just told you. Okay, law's passed. Richie says, yep, okay, well, this court overturned it, and then this judge says, oh, no, this is fine.
Right. Yeah,
it's all based on what I've just told you. It's all words. And the hypocrisy of these people now saying they'll stop defending the policy after they have made misery out of the lives of people who had legitimately gotten married, and then, in essence, their marriages were considered null and void because the feds, just another way for your tax dollars to be wasted. You're at war against yourself. That's what all this stuff is. All of it, no matter what it is. The union movements and the states, the fights one to the other. It's you against you. Never very productive. And psychologically pretty damaging. Well, let's see. What personality shall I put on today? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And these people are so fickle. Anyway, I think it's good, frankly. I don't want to be married to another man. I don't want to have relationships with another man.
You say that.
I do say it, Rich, yes. That's true. I've got to get that Facebook stalker page out and see if I'm really true to my word. It's not square with me, but it may be okay with somebody else. Women, the same thing.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot of people think there is, but it's none of your business. And what really gets me going is when some people say, that's ruining my marriage. How's it ruining your marriage? What's your relationship with your spouse got to do with some guy who lives in California that wants to do the hoochie coo with another guy? You live in Massachusetts or Florida or Missouri. How in the name of heaven does that person doing what he wants to do or what she wants to do affect your marriage? You are out of your mind if you think that's an argument that sticks. It is craziness. And aren't there so many more important things to be concerned with than that? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't really affect your life at all. Whereas many other things affect your life, to wit, a new report out today suggesting the United States has a long way to go when it comes to providing parental leave. This may be something that you think more of and may be more important, especially if you are a parent-to-be or a current parent. The story behind the story in a moment, 13 and change after the hour on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council. April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Hey, Jennifer.
I love this song.
Forget you.
Thank you for playing it.
This is that new big FU song that everybody's talking about.
Oh, the one Farewell to You or something?
Forget You.
Forget You. Yes, right, exactly. Exactly what it was written to.
Oh, it's a good song. Listen.
17, yeah, it is good. 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're discussing families, unions, children. Before we get to the discussion of parental leave, I want to sort of add one more item to the discussion of family and healthy families and that sort of thing. Maybe the wondering out loud about how much child pornography there is in our country. And we wonder why the FBI, for example, arrested 10,000 people last year using child pornography. There were thousands of indictments on child porn charges. The number of child porn arrests has increased 2,500% since 1996. Why is that? Why is that more important than the Marriage Act? Isn't this a seriously difficult reality for us to swallow in America? Why is it that we have these people hunting for child porn? What's the matter with these people? What goes on? What could possibly possess somebody to distribute child porn? I mean, you distribute it, you make some money. But what is there that gets into somebody's his or her head that this is something that is appropriate or okay? Mandatory 5-year minimum sentence for anybody who uses this stuff hasn't kept anybody from doing it. The number of arrests, as I just said, up 2,500%. So last time a law was passed, didn't work. Now, I think that somehow or other, because there are so many genuine cases of this, that the government, now the FBI especially, uses entrapment to try to get people to be suckered into using.
Right.
But that's not the real problem. The real problem is there are people out there. And you go find them. You don't set somebody up.
Yeah, the real problem is the people that are making the point.
Well, who was the guy on Dateline who at first it was doing a good thing? Oh, shoot, what's his name?
Yeah, what was his name? John something.
Right.
Stossel, that was it.
No, it wasn't Stossel. But after a while, this just got to be like this big joke sting operation. Hey,
yeah.
Let's see if we can get some old horny guys to hit on some young children, and then let's all get them arrested.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no,
let's go
not
and
cool.
Beat these suckers.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people.
That doesn't mean that they should have actually acted on anything, but you know.
There is the failure for them to distinguish between hardcore producers of child porn and the people who are on the web with mental problems. That's another thing that really falls apart under scrutiny. These people that are in Studio City or wherever they are, that are along with the porno mills, making child pornography, and we have them here in this country. China is the biggest exporter of it, however, at the moment. The Asian Rim, Vietnam, all of these places, that's where this stuff, a lot of it comes from. But again, what is there? You got to get at the root. Why would somebody, the technology is easy now, but why would you want to do this? There's something about my brain that just doesn't compute. 21 after on Good Day.
Who
is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Bye.
One of the coolest TV things.
All right, we're doing our birthday list for this Thursday, the 24th of February, and up first on the list is Abe Vigoda.
What's he, about 180 now?
90 years old today.
Really? That's all?
Played Fish on Barney Miller.
He looks good.
He was in The Godfather. Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Oh, yeah. He's around.
One of the funniest things he ever did, though.
Yeah.
Was they did a like a time lapse thing on Matt Lauer on the Today Show.
Yeah.
And when Matt Lauer is 90, he will look just like Abe Vigoda, and they put the pictures side by side. Yeah. So then the next day, they flew in Abe Vigoda and had him sitting on the couch next to Matt Lauer, and it
That's
was
really
hysterical.
Funny.
Funny. Yeah. All right, next up, the original DA was Adam Schiff on Law and Order when the show started 22 years ago. Stephen Hill was the DA until 11. Was he, the first 11 seasons, he was the DA until he was 79. He's now 89. Not only was he in Law and Order, I remember being a bad guy in a bunch of movies any number of years ago. He was in Mission Impossible, The Firm. Remember, he was a bad guy, I think, in The Firm. Bad man. Lawyer. Billy Bathgate, Legal Eagles. He was in Yentl. He was very good. He always had a sour puss. always. But he was very good. I thought he was very effective as the first DA on Law and Order. Mr. Hill is 79 today, born in the state 1922. Next up on the list is Paul Jones from Manfred
that
Mann.
She was just walking all down together, the street singing,
you right here, I'm here.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet, singing,
you right here, I'm here.
She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me saying,
you right here. You go on with this all morning.
Holding my hand.
Next up.
Just as natural after me.
That's Jones in 69. Mayor Randall Winston, played by Barry Bostwick Spin City.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Spy Hard, Weekend at Bernie's, War and Remembrance.
Yeah, he had a good decade in the 90s.
He became well known with the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's right, yeah.
That is where he got started.
That's right.
Yep, 66.
Crossdresser,
today.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That was, well, I don't know, real life, but.
Hey, one of our favorite songs here.
Oh,
Rupert Holmes, songwriter, written 300 different hit songs, made a lot of money writing music, tried his own hand at it with this, the Pina Colada song, on every AC station in the world,
also
100 times a week. Known as what?
The real name of the song is Escape.
There you go.
Yeah, but everybody calls it the Pina Colada song.
Exactly. George Harrison's birthday is today, too, for those of you who wonder. By the way, Rupert Holmes replaced Barry Manilow as Barbara Streisand's arranger and producer. That's how he first...
Yeah, there's a notch on your bedboard you don't want to forget.
Big time. Oh, it is big. Very big. Edward James Olmos. I always get this wrong. I always call him James Edward Olmos.
Nope, Edward James.
Lieutenant Castillo.
Yep.
Made his mark with Miami Vice. In 1985.
Also was great in that movie about where he played the principal in that school with the kids.
Stand
and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver.
Uh-huh.
He's in the Green Hornet, which is out now.
Bad face, good actor.
Yeah. And he was married to
Lorraine
Brockle.
The one you like, Lorraine Brockle.
For a while. Yeah.
Right.
George Thorogood, interesting guy here.
Delaware Destroyers.
Age 61 today. The song's called Bad to the Bone.
Used to go see him all the time.
Yeah, nice for you. Good for you.
Oh, here's one for Jen.
Sammy Kershaw's 53 today.
Queen of my double Y.
My double Y. There you go. And Mark Moses, who is Herman Phillips in Mad Men, 53 today. So happy birthday to him. Paula Zahn's birthday is today as well. Happy birthday.
Have you sent your kid off to college and cried your guts out? I have twice. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Then, finally, after you're really adjusted to your new life, the kids move back home acting like they own the place. The college dropout rate is 50%, and often even those who graduate can't support themselves. 16% of our nation's young adults age 18 to 24 are unemployed. I've had some experience with this move back in thing. Years ago, my son Sean, age 21, came home for a year. His loud video games drove me nuts, but he asked me to ride along in his Jeep during one of D.C.'s worst snowstorms. He helped staff get to work at a hospital, and that quiet night together is a very sweet memory. Now son number two is graduating and avoiding his parents' adoring glances like the plague. He wants out so bad that this little nest already feels way too full, and he's not even home yet. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your Pet Perks card. It's a great way to stock up on Purina dog products. Save $5 on Purina One dog food in 34-pound bags and get 3 cans of Purina One dog food free with in-store coupon. And save $4 on Beneful dog food in 31 to 34-pound bags and get 4 free Beneful prepared meals with in-store coupon. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, save.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Details. Hello, everybody watching on the stream live at DougStephan.com. We were talking about there's a program that I'm in the studios of CRN Digital in Los Angeles. And after I go off the air here, there is a show called What's Cooking that's been on a long time, has a lot of listeners and a lot of attention. So Jennifer suggested, because this morning there may be a need for conversation as I'm going off the air and they're starting, would I stay? And McFadden says, what's he going to talk about?
Yeah. I never worry about that with Doug.
How are you going to contribute to what's cooking? You can barely eat right, much less cook anything.
I
will be happy to talk about ice cream and its benefits. Mm-hmm. I will be happy to talk about raw milk and the benefits of drinking raw milk.
Now you're on my wavelength. That's what I was thinking about.
That's exactly what I would do, Rich, because I am.
We will have to get you booked and have you come on and do a raw milk thing.
The axiomatic, successful conversationalist who can talk about anything at any time.
Oh, I know you can talk about anything at any time under any circumstance, but whether you have any credibility, that's the thing.
What difference does it make? This talk radio doesn't have to have any credibility.
Well,
conversation.
You want the listeners to come back.
You think, no.
They've spent a lot of time getting this What's Cooking show built up. It's got a nice following now. I just don't want you to go in one day and crush it.
If Jennifer's father can get away with this for as many years as he's been getting away with it,
He's a wine guy, though.
We don't have wine in the morning.
Her dad is a sommelier.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do. Okay.
And he goes to fine restaurants all the time and pairs his wines with very fine foods.
I'm a connoisseur.
He's got credibility.
You will absolutely laugh your butts off. The other day, we were having the other night we had dinner at the president's house at Heidelberg. Somehow or other, my traveling came up, and somebody mentioned the Waffle House. So I started talking about how I love going to the Waffle House. And this lady, who's a wonderful lady, what a wonderful... She's married to a guy who's a very good friend of mine on the board. And she and Sandra, my friend, who's the chairman, we were all talking about... Well, actually, everybody at the table got Dan around to my interest in the Waffle House. And the Waffle, we all know the Waffle House is greasy and dirty, and whatever you get there is going to add, you know, not ounces, but pounds probably. But there's something sticky. There's something wonderful
about bad food
about,
that's really
exactly,
good.
Right. Yeah. Every once in a while, it just really tickles me to stop at the Waffle House. So anyway, we talked about how many of them I had visited, and what we were talking about last time when I came across the country was the number of free waffles that I got because they had a coupon that was good for free waffles.
Yeah, Bob
for
printed
a week
out like 15 of those coupons.
Bob printed them out, and we stopped eating. We stopped a couple times. But it was fun. I could tell the story about the Waffle House experience, the people that I've met in there, people I've watched there. I could spend a half an hour talking about that. You can, if you are an observer, you can communicate anything, Rich. Just think about what the listeners are interested in. The listeners are more likely than not to be fixing food the way I am, rather than what they're going to get over at the Blue Rose.
I don't think anybody fixes
grill.
Food the way you're a lifetime bachelor who cooks out of his garden,
like that,
throws anything into a pot of soup, turns it up on high, and then burns it, and then throws it into a bowl and eats it with a potato.
Yeah, I like that.
That's about right.
Yeah. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
And if I was really good, 25-year-old brick of cheese in the refrigerator, and that might
really
make it
good,
into a soup pot.
I would blog. I think I need to start a food blog. How about we do a food blog connected to DougStephan.com?
I'm sure that would go nuts.
That
would go viral.
But I don't think we tried it at all. I haven't really done my
blog. Well, we tried the Food and Wine newsletter. We did that.
Yeah.
That was a success.
Well, what I'm going to do is, well, here's what I'm thinking of doing. Because we're going to have some of the program carried on WS Networks, the very, very, probably the biggest of all the Internet providers. Would you agree with that? In terms
of special programming,
I have hundreds of thousands of people that listen to the stuff that's on their internet radio device. And one of the things that we were talking about in terms of how we would do this, because they wouldn't carry news from us, they'd want to have something, or I volunteered actually to do a blog for the top of the hour that I also put on DougStephan.com. So, Richie, that'll finally force me into doing a daily blog about something that's important. And I venture to say much of what I talk about will be food. It'll be the farm, the garden, the things that we ought to do. As much as you laugh about what I eat, I am a pretty healthy specimen. And
if I do say so myself.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because
so
it just sounded funny. I'm a healthy specimen.
I am a healthy specimen.
Oh, man.
Really funny.
Yeah.
I'm a healthy specimen.
The word specimen only belongs in a doctor's office when he hands you a cup and says, go into that room right there.
Well, I do that pretty well, too, Rich, as a matter of fact. So there's a work of art to be created here in the blog world, and I'm finally figuring out what it is. The blogosphere is going to have me as a cooker. I think that's it, right?
Hey, man, the Internet's wide open game. Have at it.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. And by the way, the things that we, again, to underscore what it is that happens here, this is a conversation about life. You remember the old business of Seinfeld was something about nothing? Well, there's something about something here, but the something is different. It isn't the same political point of view every day. It isn't the same drama. There's something different going on in your life every day, and to mirror that, I tell you the stories that somehow reflect what you're going through, because I know many of you in this circumstance go home every night and they wonder, okay, what am I going to cook tonight? What am I going to feed my family? Or what am I going to feed myself? And I think that's a part of what this show, What's Cooking. By the way, Jennifer, we have to do a postscript here.
Yeah.
What's Cooking?
What's cooking?
No.
It's what's cooking today.
No, what's cooking today? It's simple and easy to say.
What's
the right
cooking
way
today?
What's cooking? Yeah,
but it's not fun. It's not.
It's not fun because you morons who have butchered the language.
Well,
I know,
no, but
the
let me
G off of everything.
We know that they're cutting the G off.
I listen
the
to Peter Chilton.
That's
I have
no big deal.
Great respect for Peter Chilton, who's doing a morning program here at KABC. He never ends anything that has a G on. Moving, shaking,
moving,
going, coming.
Call it Montgomery
County. Okay, but let me tell you why. Cooking is cooking.
Thank
okay,
you.
Which means, you know, cutting onions and
but
whatever.
That's not what this show is about.
This show is about food, wine, what's new in entertainment, what's
like
new
what's
in
happening
travel.
Right.
It's like a morning show, so it's like, what's happening?
What's happening? What's happening?
What's cooking?
Right. But we surprise, I would think that you want to surprise people. If I went on there and talked about raw milk, it would surprise a lot of people. Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it would?
Well, there's value in that conversation.
And it's valuable.
Yeah. And, but
not
the
to do it every day for
thing.
3 hours like we do here sometimes, but I think in general, yeah, it's a valuable conversation.
Moving with milk.
One of the things that people find appealing about folks, and I would venture, we have all these cooking shows on TV, they're all cooking basically the same stuff, so what's the difference between Rachel Ray and Bobby Flay? It's a rhyme. What's the difference between Rachel Ray and Bobby Flay?
Rachel Ray can do it in under 30 minutes.
Right.
For
and Bobby Flay
for under 30 bucks.
Is too busy assuaging his ego.
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
we've had him on here several times. He's a good guy.
You're
just mad that he's married to a hot chick and you're not.
No, I'm not. Is he mad about that at all?
You like his wife. Who's his wife?
My wife is very cute. Stephanie, she's on Law & Order.
She's the one from Law & Order, yeah.
Stephanie on Law & Order.
Tall, blonde, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but to make the point here that I'm trying to make and having been reasonably interrupted by the usual suspects.
We've been really good all day today.
Yeah, I know you have. We've had really serious stuff today. I am the all-knowing teacher, frankly.
And a specimen of a man.
Yes. So those two things are going for me. I am like a textbook of life, having been down many different roads, some of them pretty well organized, some of them pretty unorganized. But there are stories, and that's the important thing. What has been drilled into me so many times, except for the fact that the stories that I tell about things that are concerned to me, or one thing, but just in general, stories, what you want to listen to, you like talking with people, you go to a party and you listen to folks tell you their stories. You listen to the radio, you want people to tell you stories. Gordon Liddy, who follows me on the Radio America Network.
One of the greatest storytellers of all time.
Great stories.
You are
the
riveted to his stories.
Has so many stories that he can tell you, and they're great stories. So, I mean, whether we do it on air, which is really the core, or we do it in a blog, or however we do it, I'm telling you, Jennifer, I could take over that show today, and it would be a Lollapalooza of a winner.
I know. I have no doubt.
I know.
I say you take him up on that bed, Jen. Let us do a day on that What's Cooking show.
All right, so it's 17 before the hour. That's What's Cooking here on Good Day.
You'd have to send a press release, though, saying it's been changed to What's Cooking.
Right, exactly.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Don't forget, you can forget if you want to, but it's at your peril. Health, your well-being, the benefits of probiotics. Our friends at Digestive Advantage have a preventative formula to help with a wide variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem. Dr. Ken has been behind this. We started talking about Sustenex 3 or 4 years ago, and now their product line has been enhanced. So you have all the good things in Sustenex in the Digestive Advantage line, but it's not just for IBS. There are lots of probiotics that can be used, enzymes that can be used for gas, and there's a specific issue. There's 3 or 4 different products there. If you go to the digestive section of your local CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, Jennifer loves the Rite Aid here, mm-hmm. You'll find this. A 30-day supply costs less than $10. Digestive Advantage is what you want to keep. Maintain your health. Okay. So at DougStephan.com today, the poll on membership to the union, and this sort of belies all the discussion about what's going on in our local world, our state world, our federal world, and around the world, because we're in trouble. The world is in trouble. Overspent, and now it's just getting to be, it's almost a punchline for a joke, all of this stuff. And that may be how people look at this information. The United States way behind other countries when it comes to providing paid parental leave, especially in the public sector. The report has been done by the Human Rights Watch group. 178 countries have laws guaranteeing paid leave for new mothers. Can you imagine that? There's only 194 countries in the world, 178 of them. I'm shocked at that number. Anybody else shocked along with me to have that many countries? 50
yeah.
nations, mm-hmm. most of the
That's
Western countries, guarantee paid leave for new fathers. And our country doesn't have any of that. Congress tried to enact a family leave law, paid family leave law.
We have something,
failed.
Though, don't we?
We have the 1993 Family and Medical Leave Act, which enables you, if you have a new child or somebody that's seriously ill in your family, to take 12 weeks of unpaid leave. The desire or the goal here is to make it paid leave. And so, especially if you've got a small company, I don't know how you do that. I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it in my company.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. But yet,
how do you
look at the rest
that?
Of the world, and this is part of the problem.
The rest of the world
it's another
tax you 50% of your money.
That's right. 50% of what you make goes to some government
to help support these people who need to take 12 weeks off.
Yeah. Just,
and
know,
in France, they get, what, 2 months vacation, and it's all sponsored by the government?
Yeah. Well, it's all mandated by it. It isn't sponsored by the government. It's mandated by the government.
So
France is very socialistic.
Yeah, how do you make that kind of money?
And next door to Germany, they have the same sort of thing. I just wonder, there is something we need to be revering and promoting and helping, I think, parents, both parents, to help in the original rearing of the child, but it has to be, there's a design to it that makes sense, like having a mother home in the daytime, the dad's working, or other way around, mother works in the day, dad comes home and takes care of the child during the day, and the mom takes care of the child at night when he's working, but there is a parent around all the time. Child's getting familiar with that love and affection, which is what you need. That's what you need, and we don't have it in this country, and we're, I think, suffering because of it. All right, so lots of pronouncements, lots of food for thought. This is Good Day, which is all about thought. 51 after.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
With us.
We should have seen this coming. The unrest in Libya will cost us at the pump. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. The numbers are eye-popping. Amid the protests and violent crackdown in Libya, crude oil prices have shot up about 10 bucks a barrel over the past 2 days alone. At one point during the day yesterday, we were above the $100 a barrel level for the first time in 2.5 years. And we all know what happens when crude oil goes through the roof.
Wait, don't fill it up. I can't afford it. No!
Too late. The White House is expressing concern about oil prices, but the Obama administration isn't speculating about how long prices might rise or what the U.S. might do to respond. Meanwhile, President Obama condemned the ongoing crackdown on protesters in Libya.
These actions violate international norms and every standard of common decency. This violence must stop.
And the president said U.S.-sponsored evacuations will continue in Libya.
We are doing everything we can to protect American citizens.
An estimated 1.5 million foreigners living in Libya are trying to get out of that nation now, and that includes several thousand Americans, most with dual citizenship, but about 600 of those are only carrying U.S. passports. Many are aboard a ferry chartered to take them from Tripoli to Malta. In other related developments, we're told two Libyan pilots reportedly bailed out of their warplane rather than following orders to bomb the city of Benghazi in eastern Libya. Earlier, two jet fighter pilots reportedly defected to Malta when they were ordered to attack protesters in Tripoli. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In many cases, it's nice, smooth, groom, patch, powder snow. The eastern mountains are anticipating some fresh snow on Friday. Jay's been up to Whiteface in the Adirondacks enjoying everything that Whiteface has to offer.
There's more to do in Lake Placid and around Whiteface than just skiing. Did some tubing last night, getting geared up to take a bobsled run a little bit later down the Olympic track. Just a bluebird picture-perfect day at Whiteface. Great snow on the Wilmington Trail, an awesome super long blue cruise from Whiteface. I'm Jason.
At Hunter in the Catskills, it's over 50 runs with some good patch powder snow. Jack Frost in the Poconos up over 20 trails in 6 miles. They'll have some daytime terrain. Ski Brule in the Michigan UP with 17 runs staying at full operation. Devil's Head in Wisconsin with a couple of dozen runs. They have day and night skiing. On to Utah, where Alta moves on to 114 trails thanks to a couple inches of new snow. Mammoth in California, a recent snowstorm brought them over 90 inches. Mammoth has 3,500 acres wide open. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
As we mentioned, the situation in Libya has had an effect on oil prices and has also impacted Wall Street. The Dow down again yesterday by triple digits, falling 107 points, closing at 12,106. NASDAQ off 33, S&P with an 8-point loss. Crude oil was up $2.68 a barrel, finishing at $98.10. Officials at NASA are confident they will be able to launch the Space Shuttle Discovery on its final mission later today. NASA says six crew members will be aboard Discovery for its 39th and final flight before it's retired. NASA launch director Mike Leinbach had this to say about Discovery's swan song.
It's kind of bittersweet that we get the last flight out of her, but she's going to perform perfectly fine on orbit and bring the crew home safely.
The astronauts are scheduled to install an Italian-made module on the International Space Station. The launch scheduled for 4:50 this afternoon Eastern Time. Spring break will see many of us taking a needed break from winter. Orbits.com senior editor Janine Tornatore says a survey of travelers shows Orlando is the top destination this year. Four Florida cities made the Orbits list of the top 10 spring break spots, but according to this survey, nearly 9 out of 10 respondents wanted to steer clear of college spring break destinations and find some place with a family-friendly atmosphere. Couple of closing notes from the world of celebrities and movies. First, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George Clooney. Hold it. Sorry, George Clooney himself says his bachelor ways will preempt any run for any office. Clooney telling Newsweek that, quote, there were too many chicks and too many drugs, end quote. Those were his words. He also added he didn't live his life the right way for politics. I think he already made that clear. On to movies now. If you needed more proof there are no original ideas in Hollywood, here you go. Warner Brothers plans to remake and update the film that turned singing star Whitney Houston into a movie star, at least for a few minutes.
I wish you love.
1992's The Bodyguard. No word on who will take over the roles played by Whitney and Kevin Costner. By the way, The Bodyguard, best-selling movie soundtrack of all time. Oh, go ahead.
And I.
Yes, and I still have a headache from the movie and from this happy song. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
At the Good Day Show, we never shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will you shut up?
It's true. During the commercial breaks, after the show is over.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, that's all we do is talk. So why miss any of it? And it's only in the Doug Club.
Join the Doug Club for exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes fun.
At DougStepan.com.
Show. Yeah, baby.